Hey, y'all, if you enjoy watching your podcast, which seems kind of weird, watching your podcast, but some people really enjoy that. So we have a YouTube channel. You can find it at Heather Parady, P-A-R-A-D-Y. It's also linked up in the show notes. You can hit subscribe. And several of these interviews are actually in person, so you can watch that. Again, that is at Heather Parady on YouTube. Today's guest I've seen perform multiple times, and my mind has been absolutely blown. If you've had the privilege of seeing Alec Simon do his thing on stage, there's zero chance you would ever forget him. Alec has had over 20 years of experience with crowds up to 25,000, the off-Broadway and touring productions of Stomp, on global music tour stages, and on NBA courts. This man knows a thing or two about creating energy and connecting with the minds and hearts of people. In this conversation, you're going to learn as a communicator how you can connect with others in a deeply profound way, how to navigate the messy world of entrepreneurship while staying true to your values, and how you can stay rooted in spirituality and your relationship with God amidst the necessary questions that probably come up. This, my friends, is Alec Simon.
Do you know for sure that you're going to wake up tomorrow and have breakfast and do a podcast tomorrow and all that stuff? Do you know that for sure? No.
Right.
So you need to go for it. When we get off here, you need to get on the phone and start making calls to who you know. Like, hey, I have this idea. Hey, can we meet? Start figuring it out. Get off the sidelines. It's time. Go get your helmet.
Well, damn. I wasn't ready for you.
God ain't charging me $50,000 to talk to him. Stop playing with me right now. Stop playing with me. Go ahead. Go to the next question. And thank you for saying that, because nobody really caught that about me, who I am. Been on a million podcasts, and that you. Thank you for seeing that.
What keeps bringing you back to Jesus, though?
Jesus is real. He was real. He walked the earth. He healed people. They killed him.
So, I got to see you perform, I think, at least twice at Lewis Howell's event, and started following you on Instagram. Your energy, performance, all this stuff is next level. But what really connected me to your work was some of the stuff you said in between. Because I'm like, man, this dude is on a freaking mission. He has some passion, and I believe in God and calling and all of that. And there's just something on your life, friend. And I told you, I send your Instagram to people. I'm like, here's an example of how to do freaking IG right. It's incredible what you're able to do on that. I have a bunch of questions for you. I'm going to try to cram in 45 minutes, but thank you. Thank you for not only coming on the show, but this awesome work that you do in this world.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, friend. So I wanted to start with, when I look at your life, I'm like, how in the hell does somebody get to do this? Like, for a living. And I told you at the beginning, the show's called Unconventional Leaders, because I want to stretch my own imagination about what's possible with our lives and what we can actually create and what we can actually do. And I know it's not all rainbows and sunshine, and you know, there's a lot of ups and downs with owning your own business and stuff, man. But if you were to like explain what you do, you're MC hype man and all of that. But I mean, in reality, when I watch you, it's like, he's going to parties. He's creating parties everywhere he goes and gets people hype. Mm. Where did this idea even come from that you could even do this with your life?
Well, it's basically, I'm a experiential MC. You get a full experience. Does that make sense? I'm an experiential MC. Like, people say, oh, that's an experience. Like, I'm not just up there introducing the next speaker. I'm getting the hearts and minds open for what they're getting ready to receive. Whoever's backstage, if it's me speaking or whoever's backstage, if it's Lewis coming out, Jade Simmons coming out, Sean Whalen coming out, it doesn't matter. Whoever's getting ready to come out on that stage, I'm getting the audience ready. I'm opening up their hearts and their minds for what they're about to receive. And basically for like the party thing, and I like how you said it's a party. When I'm the MC or host of any business conference or any event, there's no dead spots. Because the event planner or somebody say, hey, we need to cover 10 minutes, Ella, can you do that? That's easy. You know, my main crew is me and my DJ Chase Williams, who's actually DJ Chase The Matrix. He's actually my drummer too. So that's two birds, one stone. He's my DJ, but he's also my main drummer. And then sometimes I bring a bigger crew, but mainly it's just me and him, you know what I'm saying, that keeps the crowd rocking on bigger events. I bring a couple other, percussionists and everything. But getting into it, I mean, I've always been on stage. So, and I started emceeing for Lewis like 5 years ago, and I've emceed a couple other shows. Normally for events, Heather, I was just the hype man getting ready to bring on the MC. Now, watch
Interesting.
this. I was bringing on the MC, and then people would be like, hey, can you MC? Like, yeah, of course. You just wanted me to be this hype man that, but and then I brought on your MC, and then your MC brought the energy down. So they had me being the hype man, introducing the MC. They come out, the crowd's down here, and then next thing I know, people are like, hey, can you MC? So
Yeah.
that's how it all came about.
Opening folks' hearts to hear. Man, that's a tall order, and there's a craft to that. How did you energetically figure out? Because I mean, from like a somebody in the audience, I'm gonna say this the most untactical way ever, but you come in super high energy, you get everybody usually singing a song and moving together. You usually take the mic and share something on your heart, and it's just kind of like this weird soul connection that you do. And I'm guessing, I might be wrong, that there was probably some learning there to figure out how do you actually with strangers connect with them. Because here's the dealio, like whether you have a podcast, you're a, writing books, whatever, whatever. We all want to connect with people's hearts. We want to be able to open up their ears. And when it's a stranger, when people's defenses are up, how did you learn to do that? And is there a, I guess, I don't want to say a formula because that sounds boring, but I guess some lessons learned there.
Once they know that I don't care if they like me or not,
Oh, damn. Why you got to
and I
say
need
that?
this. I don't.
Why you got to go
No,
there?
this is the truth. I mean, you want
Yeah.
when people have me on their show, I'm like, this, are you sure? Because I'm gonna
Yeah.
tell the truth. I don't need likes. I don't care about that. God's gonna bless me with whoever needs to be in my life. I'd rather that happen than somebody be in my life and somebody like me and like my stuff that's not supposed to be there. So once the crowd realizes I don't care if you like what I'm doing or if you like my music, if you like me or not, you're gonna see me use my gift to motivate the people around you.
Wow.
So if you don't like, oh God, he's okay, he's drumming. Okay, this guy. I've been in conferences before where people have in business conferences where I've emceed, where people are like, not even paying attention. And then their friends are hitting them and like they're like, blah, blah. But then when I grab the mic and start talking, they're like, oh man, I didn't know you was gonna drop that gem on us. Oh, well, hey, how are you? You're the one that was on your phone, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry. I was doing something, but listen, you really. And then they come to you on a break and say, I'm so sorry for not paying attention. I was doing something, blah, blah, blah. But what you said was this, I'm not used to loud music and drums and people being, and I'm just used to boring conferences and I didn't know what to expect. And you're like, oh, it's like, it's fine. I was like, so how'd you feel? She said, you made me feel alive once you started talking with your thing and then throughout the day. So people say that. Everybody's not, here's the thing, Heather, and remember this, anybody who's watching this, just because you have a great heart and you're great at what you do, everybody is does not, I'm gonna say, yeah, everybody does not have to like you or do what or like what you do. It's not
Yeah.
because everybody has their own one opinion. And I think us as humans, we get mad. And I used to do that. Like, how come they're not blah blah blah, they're not accepting it. But like one or two people out of the crowd would be like this. But 900 or 1800 people would be, and then them two people, I'll focus on them two people other than realizing like I got this whole theater jumping and there's two people just like looking around, like not even standing up or not doing the claps. And it took me a minute to be like, oh, look, they don't have to. Something's going on with them. It has nothing to do with you. This is all being filmed. You're doing your job. And 1800 or whatever, 2000 or 100, 1998 people come up to you and say, thank you. You blessed me. You set me free. And them other two just walk out and get in their car. Okay. Okay. That's something they got to deal with. It
Yeah.
took me a minute to realize that because I was like, I'm a lovable person. And I'm just like, if you don't receive me like I want you to, it's going to be like, well, what's up? And my band was like, why are you worried about them two people? Look at this. Look at the balcony. Look at everybody else. You got everybody going crazy. I was like, yeah, but something's going on with them. I love everybody, so I want everybody to be on that in that snow globe. Second day rolls around, them two people are up.
And you're
Them
like,
two people.
yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, because I just had to, and I don't know why they got up. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe the first day they talked about it, and then they seen and they got warmed up. And everybody's not used to that, so maybe they need to warm up to it. And then boom, it was good. But I had to stop myself worrying about them two people. Even with you, if 10 people are listening, if you have 11 people listening to your podcast, and that one person said, yeah, her podcast was okay, it's from Augustus. Do not let that get to you. That's one. There's 8 billion people in the world. Why you
Come
care about
on.
this one person?
Right.
Like, I used to be like that. I used to, I'm
Yeah.
telling you, I'm telling the truth on here on camera. I used to worry about what people thought. Once I gave that up, God has blessed me with everything that I wanted, the biggest, some of the biggest stages that I can even
Yeah.
imagine. The biggest crowd, just like, man, once I just let go, like, who cares? There's 8 billion people. There's
What switched in
the
you?
2 billion. I don't know. I don't know. I realized that. I don't know what, I don't know. Maybe I grew up. Maybe I started to mature. I think as we get older, we don't care what we look like. We can just do what we can just do. I don't care about being famous. Give me the check. Give me the financial freedom so I can help other people. I don't care about
Okay.
being famous.
Let's lean into that a little bit because there's a I don't know, it's difficult sometimes. It's like heart-centered leaders who feel like we have a message or something that God's called us to do or whatever, and there is an element of I don't care how people take this, I don't care what people think, I don't care about being famous. But when you're a business owner and you're trying to move the ball forward, figuring out the tactical piece of growth and scaling and getting in more rooms, and there's that element to it, and then keeping the pulse of that with the calling that's on your life and being unapologetic and kind of entering into those spaces with, this is who I am. Man, how are you able to kind of keep the pulse on that? Because you are like 100% real, whether you're in a school or whether you're in front of like CEOs or whatever. But also, you're good. You're good at marketing. You're good at getting your name out there. I'm watching you. I see what you're doing. And I'm like taking notes over here. It's some really smart stuff that you're doing. So how do you kind of keep the gauge of that?
Thank you for bringing that up. Not so much you don't care about what people think. Yes, you care. As we mature, I think you give it to like, hey, I'm going to put my energy towards what I know and what I believe in, and I know it's going to grow. If you put your energy towards doing bicep curls, your biceps are going to grow. If you put your energy toward doing quads, your quads are going to grow. You know what I'm saying? No matter what. If you put, I put, I, and it's not so much like, hey, I don't care. I'm walking around. Hey, if you take me now, no, because you won't get nowhere. Because people are like,
Right.
oh, I can't work with that. So you have to, there's like a fine line where you're like, I know this person is strong, but I'm like, that's me. I walk in the room like, hey, what's up, y'all? They know that I'm gonna be true to myself and be true to my craft and my gift that God gave me. And I'm not gonna sell my soul just to be on your stage. I'm not gonna dim my light, but
Yeah.
I'm easy to work with. That's why I work. I'm easy to work with. I'm a pushover. And I know that. No, I am. I'm a pushover. Hey,
Love
oh, can you,
that.
well, can you go cover for 20 minutes? Hey, can you do this? Hey, blah, 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 blah. Like, I thought I was just supposed to do this, but I'll go up there and do it and give them a full bang out show for no extra money. But going back to your question slash answer, it was like you have to find that fine line, like, okay, you're like, yeah, I know who I am. And I see, you see a lot of people in the industry say, hey, there's this door you can go through or this door you can go through. I'm not going through that one. I'm gonna go this one. All right, well, good luck. It might take you longer to get there, but at least you have your honor and your respect, and you can still make millions and still have your business still get up and run. It just took you a little longer. You go over here in this door, they might say, all right, I control you, I run you. So
Preach.
that's the truth. It's like it's not so much saying we don't care as we're older. As you mature, you realize the smaller things that, and as you mature, you realize we're not gonna chase nobody. I'm not chasing you. And there's, what's funny, Heather? You know people right now. Uh-oh, this is gonna be a one. I know people, right now. Somebody can put your podcast on their page and on their story and say, hey, y'all, one of my friends, can y'all please be on her podcast now? You know how much bigger your clientele would skyrocket just by somebody doing that one thing for you? Come on, me? If people say, hey, y'all need this? I have millions of celebrity friends. I got millions and trillions of dollars. I don't even reach out to them and say, hey, can you post this? I don't even do that because they don't, number one, they don't have to. But I know if they did that, imagine what my clientele, my ring, 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 hey, yo, hey, so-and-so posted you. Only because they posted you. They can see it just from you, but if they connect it and say, oh, you know him? Oh, yeah, I definitely want you now. That's how corny and fake and phony the world is. That's just being real. That's just being real.
It's
Think
true.
about that. You know somebody right now who could take your career to the next level, but you haven't reached out to them and they might not even post your thing. But when they see you in person, hey girl, how are you? And they might be higher up and they got millions of followers and people can come over to your page. You don't even ask them, like, hey, so and so, can you post this to your page or to your. It's like somebody saying, hey, can I have your contact? Hey, here, take my email. Nobody check no email. Nobody check no email. If they give you their cell phone number, then that means
That's
they're for real.
serious. Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't play with me. That's just real. And I grew out of that. I stopped expecting things like, okay, I have tons of friends and big dogs in this phone right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right here. People you
Yeah.
watch on TV and everything right now. And I text them, they'll text me back. Hey, what's up, bro? I'll FaceTime them, but I'll never ask them for a favor though. Because if they don't do it, it's going to make me look at them different and make me be mad. And I know they don't have to do it.
I'm so
Don't
glad you're saying this.
get me started on
I'm
that subject.
so glad you're saying this. And, you know, there's been a check in my spirit just about that. And sometimes I wonder, I'm like, okay, Heather, are you being insecure or not going after, you know, not going after the big ask and blah, blah, blah. But I've always felt in my spirit like that was wrong. Like there was something off with that. And for me, it's like, I want folks to do things because they genuinely want to do it, or because then it comes from a place of sincerity. And I feel like you can feel that differently. Like, you know, if I share some of your stuff and I'm like, man, this guy's incredible. You didn't ask me to do that. It's my energy, and that post is going to feel different for people that it lands on because it's coming from my own sincerity as opposed to an ask.
Oh, I like that.
But I mean, like, you hear that same advice circulating, and I get told that all the time. Like, you need to go after it more. You need to ask more. You need to do this and that. And maybe there's an element that's true for it. But man, I feel you because I don't know. I feel like we're in a long game thing, and relationships take a long time, and it's not a quick win, you know?
I said this what last week. Relationships are bigger than money.
Oh, boy.
Relationships mean more because the relationships I have with people, man, can't put a price on it. I'm
Yeah.
in a relationship with a lot of people who can probably hand me $1 million and it'll be like giving somebody 50 cents.
Yep. Yeah.
Even like right
Yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I need $1 million. All right. And then when he didn't even know that it's gone. I don't do it. I just, hey, what do you need from me? If I go out, take you to eat, I'm gonna pay for it. Because when that time comes, say, oh man, Alec, I got you somebody. I say, okay, God, that's what it is. Just keep being yourself. Ask them what do they need? Because they're
Yeah.
so used to everybody coming in for gimme, gimme, gimme. Ask them,
Truth.
hey, what do you need a
Truth.
coffee? I'll come get you a coffee. I got you.
Truth.
What do you need from me? And then you hang up and then you just keep going about your life. You just keep
Yeah.
going. That's me. That's my life. Heather, I can't tell you to the T. That's me all the way.
I believe
All the
you.
way. And people look at me as a big time friend. Like, hey, I'm friends with Alec Simon. Like, you know, he's on stage, he got money, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm friends with him. And I'm like, no. But then I'm like, you should see who I know.
Right.
And I don't even, you know what I'm saying? So, but for you, yeah, I think you should jump more. I can tell in your voice that you ain't got 10 toes down. You got about seven down. Well, it's time to lace them boots up and quit messing around because you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Quit being scared. Just go. Do you know for sure that you're going to wake up tomorrow and have breakfast and do a podcast tomorrow and all that stuff? Do you know that for sure? No, I don't know that. This could be the last time I'm talking ever. This could be the last time you talk. So you need to go for it. When we get off here, you need to get on the phone and start making calls to who you know. Like, hey, I have this idea. Hey, can we meet? Start figuring it out. Start figuring out. Quit being, get off the sidelines. It's time. Go get your helmet. You're
Well,
going
damn,
in.
I wasn't ready for you.
But you're
Lord
going in.
Jesus. Yeah.
Heather, you're going in the game. Or you can stand on the side and drink water and just say,
Yeah.
oh, I talked to my friend Ella today. It was so good. Okay, keep standing there. We're playing the game. Because while you're standing there, you can do 1 million podcasts, my friend. You can do 1 million. But it's time to get that financial freedom. It's time to build them relationships. It's time to do that. Then you come back and do the podcast. You make friends with somebody who got that following. Then you come back and say, hey, can I have you on my thing? Build them relationships right now. Build them. Time. It's time, Ed. Let's go. Get your shoes. Where's your coat at? Let's go.
Okay, I'm going. I'll go. I'm with you. I'm with you. I know I'm just picking on your social a lot. There's a lot behind the scenes beyond that. Your Instagram's one of my favorite feeds to follow. Not only are you showing what you're doing, but you're also constantly speaking to camera and pouring life into people. Your stories, you're doing that constantly in your stories and stuff. I'm curious, which one is that, like the marketing Alec versus like the spirit Alec, where there's something that God put on your heart, and how are you gauging that? Because I have a lot of folks in my circle who are constantly asking, like, okay, how do I get my message out there more? Should I be doing this kind of format, this kind of style, and just really overthinking the box that it comes in, I guess. And in that are kind of what connects us to people is robbed and sucked out because we're overthinking everything, right? So with your social, with your marketing, with your networking or whatever, how are you approaching it to be smart from a business side, but also to not let Alec be lost in it?
That's a good one. Number one, I'm letting the world know, is it vulnerable? Is that the word I'm looking for?
It's a good word.
What's your definition of that? I mean, before I answer, what is your definition of that real fast?
Vulnerable to me, I'm a picture girl. I see somebody with a shield that's protecting something. And when I pull up that shield, I'm opening myself up for potential pain, but I'm doing that intentionally. So if I tell you something that might be embarrassing, you could make fun of me. You could go tell people about it, but I'm going to be vulnerable with you. I'm lifting up my shield.
That's it. That's it. So thank you for that. See, that's another thing. If I don't ask, so even if it's something that everybody knows, if I don't know it, I'm saying, I don't know what that means. Can you tell me?
Yeah.
And if people might, that's being vulnerable. That's people might laugh. The story, to separate it, I just let people know that I'm vulnerable. I let people know that I'm human, number one. But who Alec Simon is, I'm that way on stage too. If you notice, if you could take my stories and put them on the stage with my band behind me, could you see me talk, like you said, dropping the nuggets? The same way I say my stories, the same way I do on stage.
Right.
And the same way I'm talking to somebody regular is how I am on Instagram is how I'm going to be in real life. That's what everybody mm-hmm. says. I've never seen nobody say, man, and the more things I see, man, you are who you are on social media. I say, did you think I was? He's like, well, you know, man, people do stuff for likes. And I was like, no, I tell you, if I did that, I would just put all my NBA stuff, all my stomp stuff. I would put all my touring stuff and just, it would just be geared towards that. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about watch out for snakes. I'm talking about everybody ain't your friend. I'm talking about a listening ear is also a running mouth. Be careful what you say to people. I'm talking about moving in silence. I'm talking about setting a financial goal. I'm talking about your vision board. I'm talking about all this stuff, but I'm putting me into it. I'm saying like, man, I got to work on that. I'm telling the crowd what I need to work on. Who wants to do that? Mm-hmm. The fake people on Instagram and social media are telling their true life. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then some people say, hey, don't put everything out there. You don't put it out there because you just want people to see your good part. I put both. And then I get messages, Heather, saying, thank you. I needed that today. Thank you. Thank you. What made you say that today? I needed that. I'm going through. I'm at work. Hey, Alec, how do you? It just helps. And I just, whatever is on my heart, just like you said, with God, if I'm walking out the gym and I say, you know what? I'm going to tell people, be their self. Okay. Hey, guys, what's up? Alec Simon here. Just got out the gym. I want y'all to let y'all know, listen, be yourself. Be yourself no matter what, because sometimes, you know, I catch myself being corny or I catch myself trying to dim my light, trying to please somebody else. Listen, you have to do that. See what I'm doing? I'm telling them what I'm doing. So they say, oh, he's telling us that he does that. So he's not looking down on us, trying to preach to us and be this mastermind coach and all this coaching and all this stuff. Like, hey, do this. No, because even the mastermind coaches, y'all need coaching too. Get out of here. You ain't God.
Yeah.
God ain't charging me 50 grand to talk to him. Stop playing with me right now. Stop playing with me. Go ahead. Go to the next question. I'm you're not ready, Heather. You had the wrong person on. Go to the next question.
No, I had
I go to the next question. But don't get me wrong. Coaching, yeah, you need a coach to show you how to get stronger. So you pay your coach for that. People ask me to coach. I even thought about coaching.
Yeah.
I even thought about coaching. But I'm not gonna break your bank because God gave this to me. And God said, man, you're here robbing these people.
Yeah.
And they can talk to me for free. Even if you're not a believer, you can talk to somebody for, you know, just say, talk to your God, talk to whoever. I talk to Jesus. So if you don't talk to him, if you want to know who he is, I can let you know a little bit. I ain't got a cell phone number, but I can let you know about him.
Yeah.
Tell me about who you talk to. I can tell you about Jesus because that's who I follow.
Yeah.
But Jesus ain't saying, hey, Alec, that ACH didn't hit. Did you sell me your coaching fee for this year? No, I didn't. Sorry, Lord, I will.
Yeah.
But hey, but I get it though. It's like, because people ask me to coach. I know how many people I've helped out speaking and doing this and doing that. And I didn't charge not one bit, not one thing. These one people try to get me in their mastermind for 30 grand.
Yeah.
And then the dude say, hey, yeah, I can introduce you to some event planners now if you join this. What? Yep.
That's the industry. Yeah.
What? You can enter?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need you, bro. There's 8 billion people. There's 8 billion.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then the next following week, life-changing. I can't talk about it. But the next following week, I said, no, I'm good, bro. No, God, I thought you were just trying to, because another friend recommended me for your events. And then he said, yeah, it's only going to be 30 grand. And hey, I know all the big, throwing name dropping. Okay, bro, this ain't for me, but God bless you. The next week, Heather, My phone rings and I had two emails of something that I would never think I would get. Oh, this is all we want to boom. We want to get you all of. I'm like, this is y'all for real. This real? Yeah, we got some stuff for you. One of the biggest ones. I'm not gonna say it though. See what I'm saying? They don't even know them. That's y'all over there.
But that's what
But
I'm
I
talking
waited.
about, where it gets, that's where the pulse gets really interesting. 'Cause I've been in this industry, personal development space for a minute. And you were telling me earlier, like, get in the game, grab your shoes, grab your coat, stuff like that. And I feel that, man. But sometimes that's translated in some people's eyes as spend the money, get in the masterminds, play the game, say what you're supposed to do. And you know what I'm saying? And there's like a balance there between like, okay, cool, like go after it and stretch outside of your comfort zone, slash, is this the way it's supposed to be? And maybe there's another way, and maybe there's a different game. And is it cool to be able to trust that I got something bigger on my side and I don't have to play a game? You know what I'm saying?
Can I answer that
Yeah.
like for real? Like how I want
Yeah.
to? You sure? Listen, you got me on there. Listen, trust me. And like I said, it is a fine line. It is. It's both because I've thought of it. It's like, man, I get it. It's mastermind and coaching is two different things to me. I'm for the coaching because you have to build somebody up. I'm for that.
Yeah.
So if you said me, I'm for that a little bit, but not
Yeah.
killing people. People got bills. They got families.
Right.
Just do it for half. You know what I'm saying? Just do it for a little bit. Because if these people stop paying you for your coaching, you ain't got that house you got.
Exactly. Yeah.
You ain't got this type. So you might have to go to Burger King and get, you ain't got this type stuff. Here's what sits with me differently, I guess. And just like you said, like, how do you not do that? Say you're in my mastermind right now, and you're paying me so X amount of dollars, and we're on a Zoom, and I'm saying, hey guys, okay, say you want to be the best soccer player in the world.
Okay.
Say you want to try out for three teams. Hey guys, I'm gonna have this mastermind. Join my mastermind. Blah, 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 blah. And then I got three of Olympic soccer coaches on here, and I have crew. I have Orlando soccer. I have everybody, all these big soccer people on here with a mastermind, and they're talking about soccer. And you're like, man, I'm on live with so and so Coach Smith and Coach Johnson. I'm on live with them. Yeah, the mastermind. I'm part of this mastermind. They had so and so on there. I'm like, okay, what did they do for Heather? Did they bring you on, or they was just on a Zoom with you? And you can go back and say you were part of this mastermind and you was on a Zoom with this big time coach. Did that
Right.
coach text you and say, hey, come try out for my team? Or no, you just had the excitement because you was part of something in a book.
Right.
I mean, in a box. Like, man, I'm on Zoom with these people. This is so great.
Take a
Okay,
pick.
what did they do for you?
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
then the next following year, you join the mastermind again. And then I just throw, hey, you want to be an actor? Hey, we're gonna have Eddie Murphy on here. Hey, y'all. I'm part of his mastermind. They got Eddie Murphy part of the group though, and he's going to be on there talking. Eddie didn't ask you to be in none of his movies after that Zoom, did he? So
It's
what are
all
you
just
doing?
appearance.
So you can just be that time you're spending. You could be grinding yourself if you're a believer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something. It might not sit with you. Might not sit with people well watching. I don't care. I know for a fact, and it's hard. Even I struggle with it. It's like sometimes, like, who am I praying to? Is anybody out there listening? Like, I'm just praying. Like, there's no answer. But
Real
then
talk.
something. And then sometimes something happens like, whoa, that's real. God will always have the biggest mastermind. I don't care who you know and what celebrity you know on social media. They can have 80 million followers. They cannot be a believer. God has the biggest mastermind ever. And now I say, Lord, if you're saying all this in the Bible, if you're saying, oh, hey, trust you, I want to see if I trust you. If I don't join this thing, take me higher than I've ever been.
Come on.
Even higher than the people that's joined and paid all this money, take me higher than them. Next thing you know, it's like, dang, Heather, how'd you get that? I just
Yeah.
worked. I met
Yeah.
somebody. I seen somebody at Publix. I seen somebody at Walgreens. I seen somebody at Walmart. They needed me. Blah blah blah. They own this company. They have a billion. Blah 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 blah. There's 8 billion people in the world. Heather, remember that. 8 billion. So if 2 billion don't rock with you, and it's like, oh, she didn't want to be part of our mastermind. There's still
Yeah.
6 billion
Yeah.
out there that don't
Yeah.
care about y'all, that don't agree with that.
Yeah.
So saying all to say, coaching, yes, I'm with, because people say, Ella, you should start coaching, you should start doing a coach. And I thought about, I'm still praying about it, if I want to do a coaching thing, just hold people accountability and just, yeah, I'm gonna make my money, I'm gonna charge you because it's my time, I'm gonna
Sure,
charge you,
sure.
and but I'm not gonna break the bank, and I'm just gonna
Right.
help you. And I mean that. Mastermind stuff, it still sits kind of where with me, because I was part of something like that, a small thing, Heather. And I'm like, what is this doing for me? No.
Yeah, no, I
No.
know,
I'm
I
like,
know, I know.
but they was like, yeah, we're gonna try to get you. Have you ever been on stages? We're gonna try to get you out of your very talented. What? But then the time I had to do my pitch, I'm naming all the people who I'm on stage with every year. Like, oh, whoa, hey, whoa, hey, how do you know him? How do you?
Yeah.
I don't. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm gonna cancel my subscription.
How do you stay tapped in God source, whatever you want to name it? Because here's the deal, man. When you open that floodgate of, okay, I'm gonna allow God to speak through me, I'm going to share what's on my heart. I don't know if this is your experience. For me, sometimes God is freaking quiet. And when you've conditioned, when you've set expectation, when you have that gig, when you are there to open the hearts and minds of folks, and that is the calling on your life, and there is some silence there, man. I don't know if that's just me. How do you navigate that?
It ain't just you. It's not just you. I don't know, man. It's just like, and I know, God, I know you're there. Jesus, I know you got to get through God through Jesus. You understand that? Jesus is not God. People have to understand that. Jesus, you talk to me about, I'll send it to him. We get that. Because Jesus prayed to God. He said, have mercy on them.
Right.
So is he praying to himself? No, people got to get that, gotta get that right. And this ain't no religious podcast because I'm not a religious person. I'm just a spiritual person. I know God here. But I feel like God, like I just said it before you even said that. Who am I talking to? When I say, okay, is it just a routine that we pray in? Oh, you just gotta have faith. Okay, I get that, but man, but God will answer you in a weird way. Like, oh, that gotta be God. That has to be. It can't be no other way. I already know what you're saying. Sometimes you'll feel like you send a message to God, and He reads it. And He don't even message back. You don't see the three little bubbles.
You got
Am I right?
ghosted.
Am I right? He read it, but
Bro.
like, yo, bro,
Yeah.
you don't hear? Here's
Yeah.
what's gonna make you feel good. You ready for this?
Yes.
You say, Alec, how do I? If you feel like God just goes silent, He's telling you now. Keep this part in the podcast. I know you're gonna edit, cut some things out, but keep this part in. There was the camera right there. Hey, God said, Heather, you praying for this stuff? You're talking to me. I'm at work. I can't keep talking to you. My hands are working. Just because I don't answer you back, that don't mean my hands ain't stopped working. So He's still working. Look, you're smiling. Made you feel good. I had to learn that. He's like, you keep
That's wild.
asking me to answer the phone. My phone is in my locker. I'm at work working for what you want.
That's wild.
So I'll get to my phone later. Just chill to know that I'll get your text later. I'm working right now. I had to realize that. I was like, yo, you ain't there. I was borderline. I was a non-believer after not fully, but 2020, I gave up. 2021 kind of came back to it. 2022, I was like, okay, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, it's always, I'm always in a spiritual battle. Always.
How
And
come?
I grew up in church. I grew up in church because I just see. I mean, I get the Bible. I get this. I get that. I got cousins who can know the Bible inside and out. I mean, I go to Grace Orlando Church. Pastor Mike Atkins, he's great. He found God when he was 18. Bald head, big beard. Met him at the gym. Didn't even know he was a pastor. Next thing I know, he walked. I'm like, Pastor Mike. I mean, no, I didn't know he was a pastor. I said, Mike. He didn't tell me he was a pastor. That's what it was. He didn't say nothing. He's like, yeah, my name's Mike. Blah blah blah. I think he told me he was a pastor. Did he tell me he was a pastor later or no? I can't remember. But I remember I went to an Easter service the first time we went, and I was like, that's him. I was like, that's him. Became friends. I love the church. Great Grace Orlando. Me and Carol, we love it. She loves it. I love it. I go sweats. I can go like this, hat, everything. Just go normal. But I don't know. I struggle with it because it's like there's some things that don't make sense. Yes, everything's not supposed to be explained. Like you don't go to a pharmacist and say, hey, I need to know exactly what's in that Advil before I take it for my headache. You don't do that. You just know. You have faith that's going to help you. Same thing with God. Like, you know, it's just hard. It's hard.
What
It's just
keeps bringing
hard.
you back to Jesus, though? That's what's interesting because a lot of us have gone through deconstruction, stuff like that. And then to come back to this conclusion of Jesus, like what keeps holding on to you about that specific path?
Jesus is real. He was real. He walked the earth. He healed people. They killed him. I'm telling you, I know for a fact. Because I've been in some crazy situations where I've prayed and said, I need you to prove to me that you are there. Because if you don't prove to me, I'm done with you. And it happened. I come from a praying family. My mom, my friend Mikey, he was an atheist. We did Stomp together. We was on the tour together, Broadway, whatever. When Mikey was having a bad, he had a horrible life. When he was having a bad day, he would say, hey, Alec, Mikey, long black gothic hair, big gay, love him to death, piercings. He said, hey, dude, can you ask your mom to do one of them things? He meant pray for him. I was like, you mean pray? Just say, I said, boy, just say pray and quit acting funny. He's like, no, dude. And he's like, I'm going through some stuff right now. Can you? A lot of my friends did. A lot of my, yeah. A A lot of my, hey, can you have your mom pray? Yeah. She would pray and everything would be fine. But it's like my mom has that connection. Seems like she has Jesus' cell phone number and I got his email. Does that make sense? Like I said that before, I got his social media. Like anytime my mom, she said, I feel she'll text me and feel it in her spirit when I'm having a bad day. You okay? How'd you know? My mom was born at 10:42 p.m. I was born at 10:42 a.m.
Y'all are connected.
How? My mom was born November 12th. I was born September 21st, National Day of Peace. My mom was born November 12th. We was born the same days. We're connected completely. So I don't know, Heather. It's just, and everybody has different thoughts on it. And anybody can say, oh, just go to the Word and go to Jacob and go, okay, that's cool. But was y'all there when they was writing this? Was y'all
Bro.
there? Like anybody. I don't care how long, if whoever puts it out there first is right. Was any of y'all there when they was writing this stuff? Anybody.
That's the kind of stuff that I'm really going after is, there is the tactics and the business and then this and then that. But what I feel really called to right now is I'm kind of calling them displaced ministers, like people who feel that God has called them to do something, but when they look at it, they're like, well, that doesn't make sense in on the conventional path. What am I supposed to do with that? I don't look the part. I don't, my gifts aren't aligned with what everybody else looks like. The unconventional person's my people, the people who think real deep about shit. So everything that you just shared, man, is what we needed. I am so freaking grateful that I've gotten to spend just a few minutes with you. I've been to Lewis's event forever, and every person who's ever met you, I've never met you before, has said that is the most real dude. He's so genuine. What you see is what you get. And that kind of
You never met
reputation,
me personally?
never.
Never
No.
said you just seen me. Was you there last year?
I've been there every year since his second year.
So you just seen me on stage.
Yeah, I've never met you.
Wow.
Listen, I have one final question I ask all my
Yes,
guests,
ma'am.
but I want everyone to go on this man's Instagram and freaking hit follow and just watch the life. We didn't even talk about what he's doing in the schools and his heart and his mission behind there. I mean, literally gives you chills of how he's changing this next generation and pouring into young people. So please just give him a follow there. Is there anything else that you want folks to do or anything you direct them to? I'm sure when you start your coaching, you're going to
No,
get hit up.
I know. Yeah, and like I said, let's realize that, y'all. I'm for coaching, just something that other thing. I'm just really caught up on that. LinkedIn, been on LinkedIn a lot.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, I've been doing
Oh,
that a lot. LinkedIn, it's
I
tough. It's
struggle with
very,
LinkedIn.
it's tough. That's it. LinkedIn's like, just like we was talking about spirituality. Like, hello, is anybody there? But if it's grown, I can tell mine's grown. LinkedIn, Facebook, follow me on Facebook. Facebook is still the
Cool.
biggest. People don't
Really?
understand that Facebook is still a big platform, I think. Yeah,
Like
and
your
even though
personal or
we,
business page?
it's just my business page. Just follow it. You know what I'm
Okay.
saying? Instagram is my main page.
That'll be linked up in the show notes. And man, when you start your coaching, you just got a little bit of a taste what that would be like, him calling me out on my shit. So that was really
I
good.
ain't calling. No, I don't think. No, don't
No,
say that.
I want
No,
that. I
I
want, man,
know.
no. That's the kind of stuff you want in your life. You want people to be able to say, like, I see this in you, like, level up here, do this. Like, I want that desperately because that's how you grow, and you do it in love. I mean, we know. So anyway, last question. I have been asking folks, what is one thing that you are deeply questioning right now that you don't have the answer to? And the reason that I ask this question is I want to encourage folks to always be in a state of curiosity and questioning, and you don't always have to have the answer. And even folks that we look up to, like you, who looks like it has all your shit together, that you're confident, that you know what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. Like even you have your own questions and your doubts. You just confided in that. But it could be something small, like why does Taco Bell have breakfast burritos? Or it could be something deep as like, what's the meaning of life? But what's something in this season that keeps coming up that's a big question for you?
My big question in life is, dang, that's tough. I have so many of them though.
I know.
I think we already hit on it. I think my big question is, and this is gonna be part of my book too when I'm done with my book. My book's called Alec Simon Says. That's the name of my book, Alec Simon Says. And I think my big question is God listening? What a big question mark. Scary. It's about to cut off again. Watch. That's just my question. That's my question. I can still believe and pray and do everything, but I'm human. I can still say that. My question is God listening? I don't know if God is God still listening? Because I don't know if he's listening in the first place, but just is God listening? Question mark. I know you're there. I know something's there, but are you listening? Are you just there? Like when we pray, we praying to the we're just talking out to nothing and we're closing our eyes. You can meditate and do yoga all day long. Don't none of y'all know. You can't see it. You can't see what's going on. You just got to sit and wait and say, a lot of people sit before I used to be like this. Oh, that ain't like when something good happened, they say, look at God. Okay, was that really him or do you know that was him?
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is what confuses me about what you're saying. You pour out so much life, and like the words that you say have so much freaking power, and you can just feel like the presence of God on you. And so it's so confusing for me to hear that when you seem like such an open vessel and there's stuff just constantly pouring through you, that sometimes you feel that disconnect. That's so interesting to me.
I don't know how else. I mean, should I lie and say I don't?
Well,
That's the
I'll
thing.
get,
Like, you know what I mean?
it's just
I'm there.
interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, God, I know you're there. I know you're there. It's almost like saying, like, me and you, how do I put this? Because I don't want people watching and say, that's weird he believes, but he's saying, it's like me and you being in the room and you're sitting over there and I'm sitting right here. Hey, Heather, so did you see that thing on Facebook yesterday? Hello, Heather, did you see that thing on Facebook yesterday? I know you hear me. It's almost like it feels like Patrick Swayze talking to what's face in Ghost. That's what it feels like sometimes. Like you know it's there
I
because
know.
the whole movie, we seen Patrick. Whoopi Goldberg and them didn't see him. Then after a while they started hearing once Patrick Swayze started figuring out, like, wait a minute, I gotta put my whole mind into it to get them to understand. I feel that sometimes. It's like, God, are you listening to me or are you not listening to me? Like, are you right there? I know you're there because when I ask for something and I work on it, it happens. But sometimes when I'm just talking to you, dude, just regular, I feel like you just got me on Do Not Disturb, or just like I told you, Alec, I'm working.
Yeah,
I'm
that's so
listening to
good.
you, but you're just
That's
interrupting me,
so
bro.
good.
My phone is on D&D. I'll get back to you later.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that keeps me going, Heather. I know that he's working when I don't feel like I hear from him.
I
That's
love
the only
that.
thing.
Well,
That's the only
man,
thing.
you just, I know I'm pushing on you with this, but
No, push.
I'm grateful you're going in deep into that because you're just humanized, our experience with God, and it's not magical all the time, and sometimes it's frustrating. But what I'm getting out of you and what I see like on your life is even though sometimes you walk through those stages, like are you listening or whatever, you still speak and you still flow and you're still an open vessel, and that does not stop you. You don't
That ain't
allow
gonna
it
stop.
to keep
Yeah.
you from your calling. And that's fire, dude. That's fire. Thank
I keep
you.
going. No, thank you for having me.
This was
Thank
awesome.
you for
This was
having me.
awesome.
Yeah, I keep
Yeah.
going.
Yeah,
That's real
go.
though, Heather. I want you to know that. That and thank you for saying that. Nobody really caught that about me, who I am. Been on a million podcasts, and that you thank you for seeing, like, wow, Alec, I can see that you struggle with the belief and the spirit. I mean, not struggle. I know where you are, spirit, you believe, but
Right.
you don't let it stop you. You keep pushing. Okay, I know you didn't answer me now. I know I'm mad at you, but I'm still going to talk to you.
And that's real relationship. That's real faith. That's the real stuff. I literally have chills. You're the best. Thank you for your time today.
You.